Welcome to the intersection of personal and professional development. This is Audio Motivation. Hi, folks. Welcome once again to Audio Motivation. And I am just pumped to bring you someone that we've had on the show like a long time ago, between 8 and 10 years ago, back when Audio Motivation was just getting its sea legs here, and now we're back with him. John DeLemme's entire career has revolved around changing lives and turning around businesses. His strategic marketing consulting has generated over $100 million in business for his clients, and he's assisted them with building a loyal customer base by providing extreme customer service. John's clients include doctors, lawyers, realtors, entrepreneurs, consultants, CEOs of million-dollar companies, and various other occupations that are thriving no matter the type of business or local economy. John DeLemme, it's great to have you back here. Welcome.
Welcome back. I'm back, and I'm excited, Andy, and I'm excited you and your team have made a decision to really change people's lives and impact and give people, you know, true knowledge in this economy the way they can implement and they can produce results. So I'm excited to share some nuggets, and I just suggest everyone grab a piece of paper and a pen. I know you have your smartphones, but let's go old school. Let's grab a pen and a piece of paper.
Perfect. Yeah.
And I always teach that note takers are history makers. So let's take some notes tonight. Let's make some history.
Beautiful. Well, I want to go back to like the last time we talked. So many things were different back then. You know, I don't think Facebook had even been invented, and you know, social media was just kind of a blip on the radar. And here we are with like a whole new crop now of entrepreneurs, and the rules have totally changed. The field has been leveled, and it seems like everyone is on the same sheet of music with wanting to move forward and being excited. But there's still the same old stuff about, you know, having the wrong mindset and going sure. through things that are really just putting roadblocks in front of people. So what have you seen just in the most recent history that has worked for you and your clients in terms of keeping sure. them focused and on track?
You know, there's one thing too. As you guys listen to this interview today, I really wanted to write down a word: warning, WARNING, warning. Because there's going to be some information I'm going to share as Andy kind of digs into me with some questions. But I'm sharing from, I have a 17-year career teaching online. 2 years before my website went live, I was teaching success principles before the 17 years ago online. So I've been out there, Andy, in the entrepreneur world for close to two decades now. I'm 52 years young now. I began the Let Me Develop Group, Inc., my company. I have cassette tapes in front of me. You know, I've produced now 450 products, 23 books published, spoken in 30 countries around the world, every state in America, and all over Canada. I only say that to all of you to just make sure. It's like we're living in an Amazon economy. 10 years ago, we weren't an Amazon economy. And there's something I teach, and there's three columns of business now. There's those businesses that are breaking records in business, which is really a handful: the Apple, the Google, the Ritz-Carlton, Amazon, Airbnb, Uber. Now I want to throw. Can I throw a real hardball, real strong, Andy?
Yeah, lay it on me.
I want you to write out two companies: Toys R Us just filed for bankruptcy, $5 billion in debt, 1,500 stores. And beyond that, guys, Sports Authority out of business. Now, the problem in business, people think location, logo, branding, social media views, everyone knows me and get a lot of eyeballs in front of my product. Because there's an out of business column, there's a going out of business column, and there's a breaking records business and column. I teach this whole principle. And it comes down to when you make a decision, I want everyone to write the word decision down. When you make a decision to commit to build a business, business is based upon the relationships you have with your clients, how your clients look at you. And I talk about marketing. Marketing is generating an active lead of someone who's interested in receiving the benefits of the products you have to offer. And they understand skepticism. Everyone is skeptical. And we all purchase on reviews. Remember, your buyer's mindset right now, they've probably purchased from Amazon within the last 24 to 72 hours. And even if you going on to Amazon to reorder a product, you're going to read the reviews, helpful reviews. My entire presence online, I have a whole website with just reviews. I tell people don't buy anything until you have reviews. So the entrepreneur mindset, point number one is commitment. Make a commitment to stick it out and remain around people who encourage you, empower you, and pour into your clients. And don't listen to broke-minded people, people that have no idea about business. I mean, who would have thought years ago that Radio Shack, Sears, Macy's, Sports Authority, Lane Bryant, Whole Foods were saved by Amazon. If Amazon didn't acquire Whole Foods, they were done. So we got to make a decision that we are our product. Your client, based upon what niche you operate in, could be client, guest, patient, customer. What they're investing in, you. See, what they're buying is you. They're buying your belief in your confidence that you project to them, to the way you present the benefits of your product. And they believe their life's going to have value-added results, because when you engage you in a business transaction and then you make a decision to commit to them. See, I talk about unbreakable, irrevocable bonds and trust between clients. See, when you build a loyalty, like you met my wife, you've talked to my wife, Christy.
Sure.
And, you know, she's obviously partner in our company, and obviously she has a name tag at all of our live events, and her title is Director of Long-Term Client Loyalty. Loyalty is the most valuable asset you can have with your clients, is building loyalty. But that comes from, you want to make sure every day you as an entrepreneur, you build your mindset up first. Every single morning, you want to have morning miracle preparation. Every day, prepare your mind. Have a quiet time. I know we have all the apps. I mean, 10 years ago, Andy, there was no apps. There was no smartphones. I mean, 10 years ago, there was BlackBerry.
Right.
June 2007 is when they introduced the iPhone. BlackBerry had 8% of the smartphone industry just a decade ago. And now what happened was BlackBerry took their eyes off the consumer. So we as marketers, we have to drop our ego, pour into our consumer, give them what they want like they've never gotten before, over-deliver. But the only way you can over-deliver is if you're confident. See, I'm very confident. I've been teaching now for close to 20 years. I've been in this game. I've seen speakers come and go. I just produced a product called The Death of the So-Called Guru and The Life of the Committed Champion.
Oh, I love that title.
Because we've been in this game a while, Andy. I've seen everybody go online, buy a book for $27, become rich. Look, you don't get abs in 2 minutes, and you don't get rich overnight. Let's just realize that. It's not going to happen. It takes commitment. It takes commitment to yourself first, and then commitment to your client.
Oh, man. That's great, because, you know, most people – well, I don't know if I'm speaking for most people, but it just seems like there are a lot of people out there who think that it's an overnight thing, or are kind of disillusioned even after 6 months or a year of sweating it out. But they don't realize that it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
And it's 1 mile per hour every day. Yep. You know, Amazon's been building for 27 years. So when Radio Shack and when Toys R Us and when Sears and Macy's and Lane Bryant and Perfume Mania, they all blame Amazon. Don't blame Amazon. Blame yourself. Take responsibility for getting into a routine. So I want you guys to write this down. A routine will kill you. There's no growth in a routine. See, I've done 8 boot camps at the Ritz-Carlton. The Ritz-Carlton is the only hospitality chain not worried about Airbnb, because the Ritz-Carlton creates experiences, creates memories. They have a first and last impression, which I teach a lot in my marketing world. And every business transaction, there's a person at the end of that. But remember, you want to build your confidence up. Every morning, prepare your mind. Get a self-development book. And be careful what you buy right now, because if you're on social media, everybody's a coach, everybody's a speaker, everybody. Just because you can write a quote about success doesn't mean you're successful. See what I'm saying, Andy?
Well, yeah, and it's funny you say that, because I'm kind of addicted to buying Kindle books. You know, those $3 or $4 ones,
sure.
And some of them are just vehicles to get you into their other promotions. You know, and so you have to really watch out for what you buy on there.
You know, so when you get the right motives, like you talk, you know, the word motivation means, you know, when we talk about motive, means purpose, means mission. You know, when someone in the legal realm, when someone commits a crime, an attorney goes, well, you know, what was the motive? Why did the person do that? As you know, 10 years ago, actually 16 years ago, my first book I wrote was a 10 life lessons on how to find your why now and achieve ultimate success. And that was kind of written on my own story. When I earned $1.3 million by the age of 30. I actually started to teach success when I was successful. Isn't that a shocker? Isn't that like mind blowing?
What a concept, like, right?
Isn't a concept like, hey, I'm a success teacher because I'm successful. I mean, that is what's, and I want some of you guys, I know some of you guys are laughing along with Andy and I, be very careful out there on the internet right now, because anybody can put a front up. I tell people, before you make a purchase, check out the reviews. It's very, very important. It's because it's an Amazon economy. So the motive in business, your motive should be to build an unbreakable, irrevocable bond and trust with your client, change their life. Realize that at the end of that transaction is the person's life, and they're going to invest in your belief. That's why every morning, grab a great self-development book. Grab a book that will stir your mind up, that gets you thinking. Take a piece of paper and a pen, because note takers are history makers. I understand texting. I understand apps. I understand voice, talking into a phone. But there's a gift that God gives us. It's called our brain and our mind. And when we take a pen to a piece of paper, we can't think ourselves out of our next action step. We're taking notes. And then we can read those notes, and then we take action. And faithful action creates tremendous business results. Make sure you're around people who are developing. That's why, you know, when I named my company, Eddie, it's going to be my 19th year anniversary here. 19 years ago when I incorporated, it was incorporated Dilemma Development Group, where I knew development because, you know, some of you know my story, some of you do not know my story. You know, I obviously have a very distinctive New York accent. I was born and raised in Yonkers, New York, Westchester County. I now reside in West Palm Beach, Florida, like half of New York does. And I was born and raised in New York and come from a very large Italian family. And my dad's 87, my mom's 85. We're actually, when we're recording this interview, we actually had I had an event this past weekend with a four-time Olympian athlete who's a great friend of mine, Shantae Lowe. Been to four Olympic Games. I mean, she's American record holder, high jumper, bronze medalist. It's incredible. And she's an underdog. She never thought that she'd make it to that level, and she's obviously world famous. And, you know, when I was 4 years old in a very large Italian family, my parents noticed I wasn't speaking. And in an Italian family in New York, you better be talking or you're going to get ran over and trampled on. Mm-hmm. So they identified and they said, you know, what's wrong with my son? And my mom and dad said that. And they took me to Lawrence Hospital in Bronxville, New York. And just very quickly, they put these big earmuffs on me, and they said, every time that you hear a whistling sound, just tap on a table. I could still smell the cherry mahogany wood to this day. And every time I heard a whistle, I tapped on a table, and the doctors came out. It's interesting where my number one space I consult for right now is doctors. My top clients are doctors that I consult for their companies, and I created, you know, the marketing campaigns and the success of the patient visits and all the stuff. And the doctors came out and said to my parents, well, we believe your son John has a speech impediment. Flip it forward. 14 years I went to speech class, and obviously you're from New York, and there's a Regents Diploma in New York. I failed the New York State Regents Diploma in the Italian class saying Our Father. I went to an all-boy Catholic high school. I was a stutterer and a stammerer because fear is a blocker. And long story short, 6 years later, age of 24, I answered an ad. I graduated number two business student. That's why I could be very direct about what you learn in school in marketing will never, never earn you income, especially these days. Marketing is not making up a web image. That's not marketing.
Right.
Marketing is generating a lead, activating a lead, building a relationship, making recommendations, making suggestions, creating a product, creating an offer, and having the confidence to ask for the close, which is ask for the open. So I went out to – I graduated college, number two business student, and I went back to my family business, which is an art business. And I'm just being led to share this because I think too many of you let your past control your future prosperity. You let the label that society put on you, and I just want to motivate here for a second. I want to understand my purpose today is to get someone to think outside the box and shred the label of limited thinking off you because my personally, I'm in midlife momentum. I'm 52. I'm definitely living up to over 100. You've probably seen on my social media profile, I'm in better shape now than I was 10 years ago.
I was going to say that, John. You're looking good on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's unlike very most impressive. People on Facebook. Thank you very much. Unlike most people on social media, when they have, especially speakers, you go to their Facebook profile, you see them in person going, I don't want to say anything, but that person looks haggard in person. Mm-hmm. And I talk about that. I'm a very direct speaker because I care about people. So age 24, I answered an ad. It was a home-based business ad. I did not know. But take that out of it, that out of the equation. I walked into the Rytel and Hilton 1990, March 15th. I got introduced. I was 24 years of age to the book Think and Grow Rich. I agree with 90% of the book. 10% is completely wacky, but 90%, I got introduced to self-development. Since that day, Andy, I've been doing self-development every day. And after 4 years, I conquered my fear of speaking, which is really confidence, about, you know, being confident and having eye contact with someone. And then over 7.5 years, I built a 7-figure business. And then when I moved out of that, I started to teach success. Close to 20 years ago. And that's why I look at everyone. People always ask me, John, you know, what's your unique, quote unquote, USP, unique selling, you know, positioning? I believe each and every one of you, the greatest days of your life are ahead for you. Look no further than what you're hearing right now. Is today is a day you could take action to produce tomorrow and get away from people who are negative, who will negate, who will pull away from your potential. And developing a business, you said earlier, it's not 1, 2, 3. It's a lifetime commitment. It's a long-term commitment. And be careful of the shiny object syndrome. It takes – and this is not for everyone. I mean, if it was easy, everyone would do it. It's simple to be committed every day. But once you develop yourself, you develop your confidence, because we're all confident in Amazon. I mean, nobody orders from Amazon and waits by the front door going, oh, my gosh, when is it going to get here? Right. Now you're saying, my God, it gets here in 5 minutes. Is there an Amazon Prime warehouse? I just – just today in South Florida, there was an announcement where Amazon is building a $5 billion fulfillment center, and all the counties between Broward, Palm Beach, and Dade County, they're all now shopping and entertaining the proposal for that, and expects to add 50,000 jobs to the local economy here. Oof. Amazon started 27 years ago with commitment. Airbnb, the Ritz-Carlton, Uber, Google, and Apple, they disrupted. Now, something that's real big, and then I'll throw it back to you, Andy. I want everyone to get a hold of this. Everyone pay very close attention. Innovation is the secret, not invention. Airbnb did not create hospitality. The Ritz-Carlton did not create hospitality. Amazon did not create two things. They did not create the internet or create shopping. Uber did not create transportation. Google did not create the internet. Yahoo was around before it, so was Netscape. And now Apple did not create communication. BlackBerry was around before Apple. What they did is they have no ego, and they focused on what does my client want, and it produced. We talk about the word tribe. And I tell you something, tribe got created by those companies, not Facebook. Now remember, 10 years ago, we were talking about MySpace versus Facebook.
Right.
So from a motivation plus marketing, which is really who I am, is, you know, marketing is changing lives and the right motives. But you got to commit long term, and you got to make sure that every morning you're preparing your mind, because here's what happens. You prepare your mind, then you prepare your business, because there's three things you do in business. Activate a new lead, which means giving away something for free, like you guys do with this. You give some great content. And look, if you're not a member of their program now, join it. You listen to this, step out in faith. Look. And if you procrastinate about making an investment to better your mind, then you wonder why there's two objections your client will give you if you're not into investing yourself. I have no time, and let me think about it. Those are the two biggest objections people get in business. Because right now, if someone's listening to this and you guys make your offer for them to join your program, right, Andy?
Right, right.
And if someone says, oh, I want to think about it, and then you go out in your business day and your clients say you want to think about it, you're just projecting a lack of confidence. So make the investment and get your mind, because your mind's your number one asset. So in business, you give something away as a bonus. I call it educational-based content. I have 19 of my students have written books, and they've written real books, not just fake books, like write a book in 90 seconds a line, all that old crap. We're talking really educational-based content to where they give it out to their clients. See, I teach, do not give business cards out. How many business cards have you thrown out, Andy?
Oh, hundreds, thousands. So,
that's why. And then I talk about something called the rip factor, because we all open up our mail by our garbage can. You get your mail and you don't even look at it. You just say, I'm ripping this up. It's crap. I'm not even shredding it. I'm not even worried about any personal information. I'm just ripping it. So the whole goal is never to have the rip factor with any of your clients. So you give them something of educational-based value. And then as you activate that lead, then you put them into a system. I'm a very system-oriented person. Then you consistently follow up with them, adding more value to they're ready to ask you a question. See, when someone asks you a question, they're interested. And then you ask, and then you say, look, I'm glad to hear you're interested in solving this problem. Because all those companies did that were breaking records in business is answer two of the biggest questions, dissatisfied and frustrated. When clients were dissatisfied and frustrated, all of us went to Amazon the first time. We all said, let me give this thing a shot. Let me try this thing out, this Amazon thing. I can't stand this. The store doesn't have it anymore. I'm getting horrible customer service. So let me go on Amazon and try this thing out. And that's all Jeff Bezos did is built a rock solid relationship with all of his all the clients online through the Amazon relationship. And then number two, you're doing business every day is actively listening to what your client wants. I want you to write down two words I teach: recommendations and suggestions. You listen to your client. I got, hey, look, if people listen to this right now and they don't invest in your program, this is nuts in itself, right? Right now?
Oh, yeah. It's only $19.95 a month. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's crazy. So if you look at this and go, look, and this is, guys, get a hold of this. I'm really focused. I know you may be working out, driving, walking your dog or whatever. Listen to this. This is very powerful. I've been hearing what you've been saying about a problem you're dealing with in whatever niche you're in. And remember, you've built a relationship. You've been giving them some free content. You've been educating them that you're an authority, that you're an expert in a niche they're looking to get a product in. And say, here's what I suggest for you. Allow me to make a recommendation. Allow me to suggest this XYZ product will solve what you're dissatisfied or frustrated with. You always got to be asking for the opening, which is the close. I teach closing, but the opposite way, meaning opening long-term relationships. And this is very important. That's one thing all of my clients, you know, there's no burning churn rate. There isn't five coming in when four are going out. We build rock solid loyalty. Because when you have loyalty, you never lower prices. And then the third thing you want to do on a regular basis is add value to your current clients. People who've given you a dime, people who've given you money, pour into their life. Say to yourself, one thing I'm known for in all my books I teach in marketing is what kind of memory or experience can you create? What kind of bonuses? Like when you see my pictures on Facebook from my events, you see the atmosphere we create. Everybody leaves with a bonus. Everyone leaves with an experience. Everyone leaves with a memory. And when you do that, you own your business, and the economy is all based upon your belief, your confidence, and the confidence and belief your client has in you based upon the experience that you create. Because let me just read a list to you real quick and I'll throw it back to you. These are all the businesses going out of business right now. Toys R Us, The Gap, Gander, Gymboree, QVC, and QVC and Home Shopping, you know, they both got acquired. Their numbers are way down. And once it starts going down, unless you make some serious decisions to make that turn to go the other way, because once you're going down that slope, it just continues. You got Barnes & Noble, Aerosols, Office Depot, Staples, Michael Kors, Hewlett Packard, Applebee's just to make an announcement, 200 stores are closing. True Religion, Payless Shoe Stores, Lane Bryant, Loft, Dressbarn, Ann Taylor, Radio Shack, Sears, Route 21, J. Crew. They're all in that center column going out of business. Now, out of business.
Wow.
And you got Alfred Angelo, which is a huge bridal store. Bebe retail store out, Comp USA, Circuit City, HH Gregg, Sports Authority, Sky Mall. People go, I need more eyeballs in front of people. Remember the magazine? 10 years ago, there was magazines in a plan called Sky Mall, right,
yep,
Andy?
I remember that, yeah.
They're out of business, done. So it's not the amount of inventory, the amount of eyeballs, it's the amount of focus for yourself, guys. Look, more than ever I see, because remember, you got smartphones, I mean, you got all the different applications between instant messaging, and you got all the social media notifications. So when you're in business and marketing, you're competing with one person has in your phone They pick up their phone. They got email. They got text. They got social media notifications. They got it from Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook and LinkedIn. There's so much competition for that client's mind. That's why it's a 1 mile per hour commitment. But you got to make sure you're building your confidence every day and get around people. Get around people who are successful. Get around people who add value to your life. Get around people that will challenge you. Get around people who will allow you to think bigger than you are right now. It's so important. So, so important.
Oh, man. John, this is just phenomenal. Now, you have something. What do you have coming out next? Because I know you're really busy, but you're working on a book, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've published 23 books right now, and my next book is coming out next couple weeks called The ABCs of Millionaire Marketing plus The 47 Secrets of Extreme Customer Service. But I tell people you could do a Google resume on me. Everything comes up. I mean, it's all out there. I got stuff, you know. Tell a funny story. Obviously, Dilemmi is not a pretty common name. And a younger cousin of mine, my third cousin through somebody in Long Island, they were trying to build a website. And all of a sudden they go, and his SEO guy was like, for a construction company. And he's like, I cannot get this website. There's no way you're going to come up in the top. It's impossible. He goes, who's this John Dilemmi guy? Because he's like, millions of links in his name on. So long story short, his dad called my dad and he said, yeah, that's my son. It was like, I can't be your son who is a stutterer. It's like, yep, he's out there speaking, training, all that kind of good stuff. So, but time will always tell its tale. Time will always tell its tale.
True.
You know what I do, Andy? I have a very, very high-end mastermind club, which is not for everyone. It's definitely for a high-end entrepreneurs and business entrepreneurs and corporate executives that really want to take their lives, I mean, to the extreme level, like to the really, we're talking multiple seven, multiple eight figure levels. And then I do high-end one-on-one consulting, and I have an enormous amount of products between books and CDs and stuff like that, where people can just get a little taste of what we do and all that kind of stuff.
Where can they check that out, John? Because I went to giantgoals.com, which is kind of one of your hubs, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of my buffet, kind of the whole story you see on the upper icon there. Those that you guys do go to giantgoals.com, definitely submit your email to get my free. I have three of my top teachings on motivation and marketing, and then I have a quick download PDF, on my top 10 secrets of extreme customer service, which is a tremendous teaching for anyone that does business. And then for those of you that are into masterminding and it's high end, it's not definitely not for everyone. You guys can go to jdclub.com, which is my initials, JD for John Dilemmi, then club, CLUB.com, jdclub.com. And that's my high end club and all that kind of stuff we do.
Okay, great. Because this is just obviously the tip of the iceberg with you. I mean, you're just so well versed in the success mindset and mantras and being able to do things that others only dream about. And you show people how to do it. And you're very generous with your advice and your wisdom. And so. John, I really appreciate this. You know, it's been a long time, way too long, and I'm just glad that you were able to find some time for us tonight.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm glad you and Josh are re-releasing. And for everyone listening, get involved in a program. I mean, you're definitely worth the, what you said, $19.95 a month?
Yeah, and we still have like over 100 of the old stuff, and the new stuff, we've got over 30 now, and it's just,
awesome.
You know... I'm doing about 10 of these a week, so
excellent. Good. I mean, I think it's great. I mean, we definitely need, you know, for everyone listening, you got to make sure you're around people that have a track record. So that's very important. So it's awesome. Thank you, Andy. You're awesome, brother.
Thank you, John. John Dilemmi.
Thanks for listening to Audio Motivation. Join us in our membership community for even more in-depth interviews, transcripts, and bonus gifts, all designed to keep you motivated and inspired.